Hey everyone, you're listening to InfoQuench with Jeff
and Amy. We're chatting about how to get the most out of life
and covering a ton of interesting topics.
So there's sure to be something
for just about everyone. Let's get to it. Hey everybody, and welcome to InfoQuench. I'm your host Jeff.
And I'm Amy, and I'm smiling because we have a new microphone.
I know. I'm so happy to have a new microphone. You don't want to know why I'm so happy to have this microphone? It's because all the problems that we had with the previous microphone, this one doesn't have. It's a brand new one, that's why. We couldn't hear ourselves through the headphones, so we were going blind, and we couldn't hear the playback very well. Like, it was bad.
Oh, yeah. Every episode, it was just when I'd be listening back, it was crossing my fingers that it sounded okay because we had recorded a full episode without, you know, even checking. And
yeah, this is like the first episode in probably about 30, like, consecutive ones where we can actually hear ourselves in the headphones while we speak into the mic.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, it makes
sense. We hope
it
sounds good, too.
Basically, we have a Blue Yeti, and we bought the exact same model microphone that we had before. Just obviously, it's new. And
yeah.
The one we had before, we bought in 2019 used, and it did us good. I mean, 5 years.
It did. It really did.
So here we are, and we're back, and we're going to talk about how to save money on groceries.
Oh, groceries. It's the bane of my existence. I mean, in every household, someone goes to get the groceries, and that's me in this household, and I wince every time I have to pay. It's bad here in Canada for prices of groceries. It really is.
And I'm sure wherever our listeners are listening from, it's bad where you're at too. It's incredibly, we're not going to have magic answers in this. We'll talk about a few tips that I picked up online. So we're going to get into that. But before that, I want to talk about, let's just go off the rails straight from the beginning and talk about some random things. I want to talk about the fact that I now carry bear spray.
Oh, bear spray. Yeah. I'm glad you do though. Because it's gonna protect you if you need it.
Right.
You
know? Well,
if there's a bear in the city, you are gonna give that bear some hell.
Well, and it's marketed as, I had to buy it off Amazon. It's actually marketed as sort of a bear, coyote, dog deterrent. I guess everything but people.
Right.
That's how they cover it. And it's just a little canister. And I carry it because I do walk a lot in a city setting. And I, it's just something to have in case I need it. Hopefully I never will. But one of the things I realize is how nervous I am just carrying it around. It has a little safety on it, which I noticed just one day that it had sort of slid over so that you could readily depress it. And so now it has scotch tape all around it. And I thought to myself, what it must be like to carry a loaded gun. Like if you were, say, living in the United States and you're allowed to carry an armed weapon. I don't know what all the rules are in all the different states.
Open
but I know,
carry.
I know that they can carry a lot more guns than we can carry here in Canada. And I thought, I'm not nervous with bear spray. To the point that now every time I put on my backpack, I always check my canister to make sure it's in the safety, that the safety's on it and it's all taped up. But I'm like, that's not even a fatal thing. If I had a gun, I don't know how I'd walk around with it.
No, I know. It would be very, I don't know, it'd just be a precarious thing to carry around, you know?
So bear spray is part of my life now, and it'll probably be particularly helpful when I go on regular hikes out in the woods where I might encounter animals. But actually, urban hiking is now a thing. This is sort of something that's currently on trend, I guess, TikToking, all the other places things trend, but people are going on urban hikes, and what I mean by that, they're going on these crazy long walks of like half marathon, like 13 mile walks, just spending hours and hours walking.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you heard about like the hot girl walk, by the blank look on your face, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
The hot girl walk?
Well, there's like hot girl walk playlists that you can get on Spotify. It's just basically about going out for walks for exercise and such, but
why is it called hot girl?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it comes from like hot girl summer, something like that.
Okay.
Anyway, so urban hiking, that's a thing. It sounds pretty cool. We have a lot of hills in our city, so I really feel like it's a hike.
Didn't we do a podcast about putting weights in your bag and going for a hike?
Yeah, that rucking.
Rucking, that's it. Oh,
so yeah, that's a good memory on that one. Something else that happened, I guess, in our little brief hiatus of purchasing a new microphone is we had to hold a annual birthday party. Well, that's how often birthdays happen, I guess, for any one individual.
Annual birthday, rather than biannual.
For her son. And, you know, of the many things I've done, and I've done a lot of things in my career, and I've done events for basically tens of thousands of people coming to an event, birthday parties are probably one of the most stressful events. Like
they can be.
Kids' birthday parties specifically, because there's just something around, all about it. I don't know whether it's just like the invitations and the RSPs. Not the RRSPs, the RVSPs.
RVSPs.
Or no, RSVPs.
I did this birthday party.
RESPCT. I got to get the right acronym. That's why.
I organized this one, so it shouldn't have been stressful at all for you.
I know, but I had to organize it in my mind as I worried about you doing all the steps.
But I did.
I know. I know you didn't miss any. It didn't stop me from going over it all.
Okay.
It's the emotional labor of parenting that sometimes takes over. And you did a great job. You handled all the, you know, parental communications and the invitations.
Yeah.
And it was, but they're just stressful. And you go, we have where we're at, this trampoline park that it seems everybody in at least our son's age range has birthday parties at.
Yeah.
And you go there and it's just a bunch of stressed out parents. You're worried about your kid breaking an arm.
Yeah.
What time the pizza is going to come.
The parents can't wait to drop off their kids and leave, though.
Oh,
it's funny.
Yes.
It's like, okay, yep, see you in an hour and a half. And then, boom, they're gone.
And then sometimes you get the little glint in some parents' eyes that they're like, suckers.
Yeah,
have fun
and
with my
and
kid.
We've found that out the hard way on certain birthdays, for
oh,
sure.
Oh, yeah. Not in recent years. We've been lucky in recent years, but there have been times where...
To be fair, we've been those parents that just dropped off our kid and took off.
Well, and there's that awkwardness of at what age is it okay to just leave your kids at some random birthday party.
When do birthday parties stop for kids? Like those kinds of expensive ones?
I feel like...
Because...
We didn't do house parties. Like our parents, homemade cake.
Yeah.
And... But people don't do that as often anymore. And I don't blame, I don't want a bunch of kids at the house and then having to clean up afterward.
Well, as you get older, it becomes potlucks and naps, you know?
In terms of our birthday parties, they're a little low key.
I mean.
But I don't know. I mean, and there was a McDonald's caboose. Do you remember that? That was
a big thing.
You'd run out the old caboose and have Happy Meals, and that was a birthday party.
That was fantastic. It was a really
cool
idea.
Oh, yeah. That, if you had that, you were like, I don't think I ever had my own. I just went to
Where did that caboose go? Someone has it in their home somewhere. And they just have their like 55th birthday party there. The little party hats.
Parked in the backyard.
Yeah, their little Happy Meals.
So that happened. Another thing that happened is Jeff bought an air fryer finally.
Oh, I love that thing.
And this is something you've been on this for.
They have them at work, so they use them all the time at work, and they just seem like magical little appliances.
It just took years to get rid of the Instapot because we didn't use it, and I
gave it to my mom, and now my mom doesn't use it. So, I don't think Instapots really. I mean, there are people who use them probably every day, but
the only Insta about it was that we instantly did not use it.
Insta ignore pot.
Really? I mean, all honesty, the pressure cooking nature of it, which I don't think I understood when we bought it, was terrifying to me. I don't want high pressure.
Tell me though
steam.
Something, honey. Tell me something, honey. How often do I use the air fryer? Almost every day.
We're going to see how long that lasts.
Well, we will, I guess.
Because the other day I said, why don't you cook such and such? Oh, it was a grilled cheese in the air fryer. And you're like, oh, well, it's dirty. And then...
No, it wasn't the grilled cheese. It wasn't grilled cheese.
Well, okay. Well, the details of what the food was. But you were like, you hadn't cleaned it yet from the previous cooking. And you were like, oh, I don't really want to.
Yeah, I think it was chicken burgers or something like that. That's what it was.
It's going to be a deterrent. Yeah. I haven't used it yet.
No, you haven't used it once. Your tofu would be great in it, to be honest.
No, I'll take your word for it.
Let me make it for you.
I will absolutely let you make my tofu for me.
Yeah, I will. I'll make it in the air fryer and you'll be like, holy crap, how'd you do this? I'm going to cook it in this every time.
You brought it home and I hate having extra things on our countertop because it's just... Well, visual clutter. But
you gotta admit, it's not really that big of a hindrance.
You brought in this giant box.
I didn't know it was that big.
And you were like, oh, don't worry. It's just the box is big. It's not as big as the box. It's almost...
It was bigger than the box.
Aside from the... I think it was bigger than the box. It expanded when you slid it out. No, but it was like, yeah, literally whatever the width of the... Hey,
it's a great thing. It's a great thing.
It's a giant. It's bigger than the microwave.
Everything. No, it's not. It Maybe
takes
it
up,
is.
It's a, takes up a big portion of the counter. Like, that's pretty much your whole corner of the
You're
kitchen
You're used now. To it now. You're used to it.
Well, used to it's a strong word.
Well, wait till you start using the thing.
I
don't knock it.
I'm a little, it's a little passive aggressive of me, but I just am kind of refusing to pay attention to how to use it.
Your loss. Your food's going to be so much better. My goodness.
I'd like to roast things in the oven the old-fashioned way on parchment paper.
You like to use a lot more energy than you need to. Is that what you're trying to say?
Have you done a comparison between an air fryer and an oven? Do you know that the air fryer is more efficient?
Way more efficient.
I suspect you're right. But
it's like plugging in a kettle.
But whenever the oven's on, we were like, oh, leave it on. I'm going to cook the next thing. I'm going to roast a batch of broccoli.
Yeah, leave it on. I'm going to use that energy too.
I always, you know, when I open the oven door when it's done, and I'm like, okay, there, I've done something. I've used the extra
heat. I've heated the house for like 3 seconds. In exchange for like $50 worth of energy.
Well, I use parchment paper for almost everything. And I think, do you remember that existing when we were kids? Or is that a newer thing? Or maybe we just couldn't afford parchment paper.
I just think nobody bought it. I think it existed, maybe. I don't know when parchment paper was... invented. We should look that up.
Well, I guess
we should let Google do the talking.
Oh, I'm thinking of papyrus.
Papyrus?
Papyrus has been around for quite some time, hasn't it?
Papyrus is quite different than parchment paper, honey.
But it's a paper, isn't it?
Well, it's. I think it's an ingredient to make paper.
I thought it was like the ancient
I don't
paper
really know,
of
actually.
The Egyptians or something
I'm just
like
talking
that.
Up my butt here. I have no idea.
So let's get into some, at least the first tip on how to save money.
Okay.
Getting groceries. And I'm not going to get into the usual make a list. I mean, yeah, make a list. And don't go while you're hungry because you'll buy way more than you need.
Yes. Okay. That makes sense. Yeah, you never go getting groceries when you're hungry.
No.
That's when you start eating grapes.
But I honestly don't.
At
do you
the grocery
really,
store.
Do you really do that though?
No.
I feel like that's just a trope that we see on television.
I've never actually done that. I don't. It's funny though. Like I wonder why people do it. Like these grapes, I don't know if they look good or not. I'm just gonna eat one and then see if I want to buy the rest of them.
Maybe it's like, feel like
does
it's
this one make the cut? If so, I buy all you other people.
It's like the Costco sampling from way back when. I don't know if people feel like it's a sample.
I seem to remember when they used to have like signs there saying, please don't eat the produce.
But I'm like, I don't think after the pandemic they have to tell people that anymore. Nobody wants to touch and eat something.
People know what they spray like that stuff with anyways, and they're going to just eat it raw.
Yeah, so
right
there's
the
pesticides. But then it's just also, it's just open to all of these people walking by it and touching it. And I'm just like, I just can't.
It's funny, actually. This is quite an observant thing to do at the grocery store is watch how people decide which fruit they're going to buy. It's quite funny, especially when they pick up a pineapple and they start tapping it and like going, what the?
Oh, like to pretend like they know what they're
doing.
Well,
yeah, like, oh, is this a good one? I'm going to tap it like 15 times
and
on the side.
Sniff
and then
the whatever end of it.
Yeah.
Oh, like I'm getting a flashback. There's a Seinfeld episode, I think, where Kramer went to some his favorite fruit.
Oh, I love that episode. I remember that. Those peaches. These peaches are amazing. So, he goes back to get them and they're gone, I think, or something. Anyway.
One of the tips that I came across is just to buy ugly produce. Don't go for the, you know, it's okay if it's marked. Sometimes it's marked down, not because it's rotten, but just because it's ugly.
Yeah.
So buy that ugly duckling and save yourself some money because it still tastes the same and it's nutritious.
It's funny though, like when I buy apples, cause you like to make your apple crisp. And there's always like, there's two bags of apples next to one another. Some are like red and perfect and delicious looking. And the other one is like a yellow bag that just says apples, but at the top of apples, it says imperfect. So like, they're just like apples with like cuts and bruises and like, you know, band-aids. And it's like, I mean, it's just funny that they call them imperfect apples. Like all the other apples are perfect. Like that's just such a class warfare with apples. It's horrible. Anyway. Okay, what's next?
One is shop less often, because it forces you to use up more of what you have in your house, what you have in your pantry, get creative. And I don't know if it's like intentional, but we don't shop very often.
Remember our experiments? It's kind of an ongoing experiment.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's wipe everything out of the house before we get our groceries. And we empty the fridge to the point that we can just clean the shelves in between grocery orders.
Yeah, there's ketchup, mustard, maybe a little bit of mayo, and maybe some soy sauce in the fridge before we buy groceries.
Pretty much every time you go to get groceries, you're like, what do we need? And I'm like, everything. We need everything.
Yeah.
Because we've run out of everything.
Yeah.
But I mean...
It's a good way to do it, though.
It does, because, you get creative. You use the stuff at the back and less waste.
Yeah. So you use that, lentil soup that's sitting in your pantry for, 3 years.
I was wondering about this the other day when I was trying... One of our car fobs, well, my car fob, the batteries are just about dead.
Mm.
And I was sort of trying to point it toward the car when I was trying to lock it up. And
I
was like, why am I pointing it? Because it makes no difference. I mean, when a fob is working and the batteries are working, you can do it through the wall of the house.
I don't know. I think it could make a little bit of difference. You could get it closer to the sensor on the car.
Well, do you?
By pointing it.
You point maybe the TV remote at the television, don't you?
Sometimes.
Do we have to do that? Is that a thing we still
with
have
some
to do?
Remotes, I think you do. At least that's in my brain. But I always point it to the TV still to this day. And I don't know why. I just do. I'm just like, work, magically work. And it does.
But I don't know if that's, and I'm thinking, how many things do we use that we do not need to point at the other thing that we're using to turn it on? And But we do it with television remotes. The other thing with television remotes is there's sort of this thing, and I was listening to a podcast that were talking about this. When you go into someone else's house, you can't usually pick up the remote and just figure out how to use it. It is a complete thing.
Oh,
to
it's
learn
a maze. It's like a
use.
Chess game. Yeah. Speaking of chess game, we've been watching the Queen's Gambit. Is that what it's called?
Yes. Yeah. Well, for the second time, we watched it. Jeff and I watched it before, but now our son is super into chess, so we are watching it for round two. And here's a quick tip for parents. You can go to IMDb and look up a movie, and there's basically a parent's guide. It'll go through...
I love that.
A quick little summary of the, the scenes that you need to watch out for. And so there's some ones that we just basically fast forward through. There's some heavy stuff in Queen's Gambit, but we focus on the chess scenes.
Admittedly, though, our son is 11, and we use shows like that are kind of, a little risque or whatever as teaching moments,
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Which is good, because, you shouldn't shelter your kids from everything.
There's a constant, can you pause that, Jeff? And then I go into a big explanation about this thing or that thing. Well, with Queen's Gambit, it was addiction issues, and there were some pretty heavy topics in that.
Yeah, those are good things to talk about with your kid. I mean, it's a good opportunity too, right? Because, a lot of these instances aren't going to come up in just regular life as he's an 11-year-old. So you might as well, pause it and have a teaching moment and then unpause it. And have another one.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was talking with my friend Janelle today, and we were talking about how watching television is a great way to, have that connection and interaction. If you're reading a book, you're consuming that on your own. And that, of course, is very important. But when you're watching a show together, then you're laughing about it together, or you're talking about it. You're both consuming the same content, and it really opens up the door for different conversation.
Absolutely. And I think that's the most important thing to do as someone's growing up, and learning about life, for sure.
And one thing that I find surprising is sometimes we'll go back to some old movies and we're like, oh, this is a really awesome movie, let's watch this movie.
I know.
And we're like, and then we watch it with Huxley, and we're like, oh yeah, I forgot about that scene.
So what were we talking about?
Talking about groceries.
Oh, yeah, groceries.
Another thing you can do to save money on groceries, and maybe it's more of a meal planning tip, is just to redefine what you have at each meal time. So supper doesn't have to be a full-on, meat, vegetable, whatever it might be. It's okay to have cereal as your...
It's okay to have cereal for supper and have French fries for dessert and...
No, but I laugh because a lot of times when I get home from work, ravenous, and I don't have the energy or the time to make something, so I'll literally have cereal for supper. Think of it as a busy night with like lots of kiddo activities and stuff. Well, maybe that's a little bit of a, you know, extreme example, but you don't always, like, there's no reason why you can't have bacon and eggs for supper. It doesn't have to be a breakfast meal.
Yeah. Now, didn't they do a big campaign about that? The Get Kraken or whatever? And it was like, you're an idiot for thinking it's just a breakfast meal.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, kind of.
Well,
yeah.
Win over your...
Not just for breakfast.
Your customers.
Eggs.
And another thing to think about when you're shopping is to pay attention to the unit price. So when they put the pricing, they'll often put the per unit price. It actually might even be mandatory at this point. I'm not sure. But and with shrinkflation happening, it's even more important. I can't believe how small loaves of bread are. They're so short.
Try eating a box of Kraft Dinner these days. It's gone down in volume so much that I'm not even going to buy it anymore.
Nope. When they don't make the box smaller.
Nope. They just give you less food and price it higher. It's really, really pathetic. You know what? If everybody kind of had the same perspective, if they're like, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to get fleeced by these big companies. And they just stop buying the product.
By it, Big Katie.
It wouldn't happen. Well, no, Kraft. Kraft, man, they make everything, you know? But
I know, but weren't you just talking about how much you love Kraft pizza mixes and how they're the best pizza mixes on the
I made two pizzas from it yesterday. But they didn't shrinkflation the pizza mixes, though. You don't get smaller pizzas.
I know, but I just thought you wanted to boycott the whole company, but you're going
to
be selective.
Just Kraft Dinner. Yeah, just Kraft Dinner. I'll buy the mixes. No problem. Those pizzas are good, though. Admit it.
Oh, I've had them. I'm the one. I'm taking full credit for this. Actually, my parents should, because we grew up on Kraft pizza mixes, and there's just something about the crust has got a nice little flavor to it, and the sauce is extra sweet.
Yeah.
And there's something to it.
You know, it's funny, because when I get groceries, I'm such a creature of habit. I know where everything is in the store, because I go to the same store. I'm not one of those people that go from store to store to store and buy different things because it's on special. What I do is I know exactly where everything is. So when I went to go get the Kraft mix and stuff like that, I asked a girl that worked there, I'm like, did they stop making the Kraft pizza mixes? And she's like, no, they've been making them. I'm like, oh, I just never see them here. She's like, oh, they're just like right here. And they're literally below, right, like a shelf below. So now I'm going to start buying them.
Well, you know, it's actually another tip is to not necessarily focus on what is at eye level, because a grocery store will strategically place their high profit margin and just most expensive items in general on that eye level shelf. So pay attention to what's above and below, and you may find your deals.
Yeah, work well, because I bought two of them when I found them, because they sell out quick.
And apparently we had two yesterday.
Yeah, one package, but I made two pieces of it because I'm a master.
Let's talk about reusable shopping bags. I find it funny that, and I noticed this with our friend group, whenever somebody brings something over with a, you know, reusable shopping bag now, people are, and you try to give it back to them as they're leaving, they're like, no, keep it.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because everybody has an overwhelming amount of, whereas like with Tupperware, it's, do you get that Tupperware? Can I get that Tupperware back? Or, whatever reason, Tupperware we want back, shopping bags, everybody is overflowing with them. It's
well, that's everywhere. A lasting product created in the 50s and still going.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye plastic bags. And I like that, though. I like not using plastic bags.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great. But I think what happens is people often, at least us, we forget them often when we go to the stores and we just keep buying more.
Yeah. I mean, I think as far as our reusable bags and our grocery shopping is concerned, we have probably like 3 or 4 more than what we need, really. So I haven't bought one in a long time, which is great.
Well, all right. And maybe we're just gathering our friends' bags as they bring things over in them.
That's more useless information for our listeners. Put that down in your notebooks, people.
As we go back in time and think about, I don't know, TV remotes that we used to have to point at the television, there was a conversation that had come up recently around saving gum, how we used to save our chewing gum. Did you do this?
No, I never saved my gum.
Oh, we did.
Gum is like... is dead to me, like 2 minutes after I chew it. I can't keep it
in my
mouth. Even
when you were a kid?
Yeah.
I don't think kids do it the way they did. We did as a kid. But we used to have, you could buy gum saving dish. People would stick it to the bedpost or on their clock radio.
Yeah. And then just chew it the next day.
Yeah. What the heck would...
Were you thinking? Because I never did
that. No, I didn't do it.
Oh, yes, you did.
Were looking at me. No, it wasn't me. I just wonder what other people were thinking. Yeah.
Asking for a friend, are we? Well, so, I don't know. Something people do. Incidentally, let's talk about blowing bubbles. When did you learn to blow bubbles with chewing gum?
Well, for the longest time, I had to take it out of my mouth and stretch it manually and then put it back in my mouth and then blow.
Okay.
But, it took me a little while to do it natural organic way where you don't have to manhandle the gum. And
I remember the day when I learned to do inhale bubbles. I nearly died.
Oh, yeah, and you do the little snaps?
you do a great big bubble and it fills your esophagus and you nearly die.
Those are great.
Yeah, great memories as kids.
Another tip around buying groceries, don't buy prepped food. If you spend the time...
Don't buy what, sorry?
Prepped food. Already pre-chopped or grated. It just, you pay basically for the convenience of it.
Unless it's Parmesan cheese, that's how I buy that.
I know, but you don't have to.
I don't have to, but it's pretty much the same price as if you buy
a
brand.
Do you know that for a fact?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Especially, I buy it on special usually, and it's already in a little plastic tin or plastic container. A tin. Plastic's not tin. But anyway.
Thanks. All right. Well, in general, though, prep food is more expensive. So if you buy the chopped up broccoli or whatever it might be. I watched a TikTok around a crookie.
A crookie?
It's a chocolate chip cookie croissant. The influencer was in Paris and went to a place and essentially that's what it is. It's just a chocolate chip cookie is cooked along together with a croissant. So it's like this little Frankenstein type
dessert. Did you send me a video on this? Because I seem to see
a visual
of this.
I'm like, we're going to Paris in not too long, and I'm like, we'll see if they have them somewhere. We can try them out. They probably have them around here too in North America. But
yeah.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of cool.
We'll have to try them when we're in Paris.
I just like the word. I was looking at the word when we were watching The Queen's Gambit, and they had it on the sort of in a department store on the back wall, lingerie. Don't you think that that is one of those words that is, when you spell it and you say it?
I can't spell that.
You can't spell it? How do you think it's spelled?
I don't know.
This is the spelling bee portion of the
L-E-R-I-E-N-G.
podcast.
L-E-R-I-E-N-G. No. I think I know
so
how
it's,
to spell.
Okay, go ahead.
Lingerie?
Yeah.
L-I-N-G-E-R-E.
Almost. I-E at the end.
I-E.
But nothing about that says lingerie. It's lingerie. Lingerie. Wouldn't you say that?
Lingerie.
It's not spelled the way it's pronounced. I know that's true of a lot of words, but lingerie is way out there. It's way out there.
Yeah.
It's one of those, this is the English language, and it's a nightmare because you get to figure out.
How did we get onto the spelling of lingerie?
Well, it's the magic of segue, my
friend.
Oh,
okay.
Can't give away all my tricks. Another way to save money on groceries is to look for cheaper sources of protein because meat is ridiculously expensive.
Well, beef
always has
is.
Been. And
pork isn't so bad.
No?
I know you don't like pork either, but no, pork chops are pretty cheap, actually.
Oh, okay. I like
here,
bacon.
Anyway. Yeah, bacon. Bacon's expensive, though, actually.
But you
bacon
can also look at
almost doubled in price here.
Even cans of lentils or, I love tofu. I have no idea. Is tofu expensive?
I don't even know. I just kind of grab it for you because it's part of your diet, so I just grab it.
Okay.
Really, being honest, I don't look at the price for that because you just need it. I'm not going to look at the price and say, I'm not buying this for Amy today because it's too expensive because you eat it almost every day.
Right, but you might look at different types of tofu.
No, I know the kind you like, so I buy that.
Okay, well, so another tip is to watch your receipts.
Oh, we don't. No, I'm just kidding. We do watch our receipts, actually.
Well, I think in the day.
And I cry as soon as I look at them.
Looking at, particularly when they're ringing things in, because sometimes you can get distracted. I'm one of those people that I really don't get the groceries. I'm lucky that isn't within my you know, realm of tasks when we yep. divvy them up. But I'm one of those people, when I do go shopping, I like to bag things because I just, I don't know, I want to help. So, but what that does is you end up not paying attention when they're ringing in as much. So it is important to pay attention when they're ringing things in because they may double ring.
I've caught that before.
Just may not give you the right price for something. And just kind of, you know, at the very least, look at your receipts when you get home because you might be like, oh, I'm buying that thing and I didn't realize it was that much money. And it might make, you know, hey, if it's, I might be okay with a less firm tofu if there is like a significant savings to it.
Yeah, like the fake wine that you like to drink is just as expensive as regular wine, pretty much.
Really?
Which is surprising to me. Well, it's a little cheaper.
Okay.
But it's like still quite expensive. I don't know. They stick it to the non-drinkers. I don't know why. But anyway.
Let's talk about what we're watching.
Yeah, we just finished watching, yes, we did. Last night, we just finished Life is Beth. Is that what it's called?
Life and Beth.
Life and
Beth. Which is Amy Schumer, and it's on Hulu or wherever you get your streaming things. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like written, directed, acted in by Amy Schumer. And I mean, she's brilliant.
We're both huge, huge fans of that show. Like, and I, on, and you know, I mean, I know that she's funny. There's no question that she's funny. But and I've seen her in that other show. What's that
Inside
other show?
Inside Amy Schumer.
Inside Amy Schumer. And that was show. Really good.
Really brilliant.
It was really good. Actually, I'd like to rewatch that.
Oh, yeah.
But this show, Life and Beth, is fantastic.
I actually have a great appreciation for her after watching her shows than I did when I watched just her stand-up.
Yeah.
Honestly. But her real like talent comes out in these shows. And Life and Beth is loosely based off her own life, where her husband has autism, and
yeah,
it's really fascinating.
I mean, she writes, directs, and it's incredible. Like,
oh, I know.
Like it really is a great show, and it's so funny. Michael Cera is in it, and he plays Amy Schumer's husband. His real name's Chris, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, he does an amazing job with that, and then she brings in a lot of her comedian friends as cameos and just playing different characters in the show. And it's just perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It's just perfect.
And they're just random. I love how she just sticks these A-listers in these random points in her shows. And
highly recommended. Highly recommended.
Love is Blind, too. Of course, we were on that bandwagon. And I love you looking for continuity in the pods is my favorite part of it.
Oh, yeah.
So because obviously they're in the pods for an extended period of time, and then it's all edited out. So Jeff's like, look at that bowl of popcorn.
Yeah.
See how it's full? And then he'll rewind it.
That's true. I did
he'll
do
rewind
that.
It, and he'll be like, it's empty, and it's full. And then, he's always
look,
like,
his shoes are off here, and we didn't even see him take them off. So, like, what's going on? This show is such a scam. Oh, man. Like,
and then we fast forward all the way to through the weddings to see just if they say yes or no.
Oh, man. The fast forwarding that we did was just like, oh, the blah, 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 blah. But, you know, loyal listeners will remember, though, when it comes to continuity, about how I feel about coffee cups and shows.
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
They're always empty.
They're always
why?
Empty.
And pizza, why don't they put water in them at least? Like, why don't they just make it seem like they're holding a liquid? Why does it have to be an air cup? It just drives me crazy.
Speaking of continuity, time change happened here in Canada, in Atlantic Canada. I don't know, across Canada. I don't know where you're listening from, but whether you have a time change, we basically change an hour.
Yeah.
We fall back, spring forward. So basically we go ahead an hour in the springtime. And it came to me that the week that happened, all week long, that was a discussion. It's like kind of like the weather. It was just like
everybody hates it.
Everybody's exhausted. Everyone's thrown off by
apparently
a single
that's
hour.
The time when there's most car crashes because people are like half asleep driving
from 1 hour.
I know.
Like I could have an hour off. Fluctuation in a regular day. I don't need the clock to.
I will
tell
say
me.
I love the longer evening light though. That's nice.
I do too. I do too.
It's really
it
nice.
Makes me feel like we're closer to summer, and I'll take that any day of the week.
Yeah.
All right. So when we look at saving money on groceries, I guess one of the other tips I'll say is to, you know, buy frozen. Don't be afraid to buy frozen. It actually locks in the nutrients.
Yeah, we buy frozen vegetables.
They do a flash freeze or whatever it's called. And it's, you can get stuff that's not necessarily in peak season at a reasonable price.
And frozen chicken burgers.
Yes.
And fries.
Yeah. So it doesn't always have to be green. It can be beige. It could be one of those beige.
Tasty stuff.
Tasty stuff. And then the last tip I'll talk about is just having an inventory on your fridge door. This seems a little, a little bit of work, but it's the idea that if you know that there's something you need to eat, you can kind of make a list on your fridge and say, write down, need to eat the chicken, and you could put like the expiry date. So you, on a quick glance on the fridge door, you're like, okay, that thing is expiring. Like, yeah. You buy a great big thing, a hamburger, when you put it in your fridge, when you're unloading your groceries, just jot it on the piece of paper and say.
It's a great idea. I love the idea too of having a menu, you know, for the week. So you can make like a...
We did a whole episode on...
We did, but it's so hard to stick to, though. Like, it really is. I would love to be able to have, like, you know, six meals that we all enjoy eating, right? And then we can just, like, say, you know, three or four of them. So we can have, like, you know, one meal for 2 days, another meal for 2 days. But I don't know how to cook for just three. I cook for 15.
And you're always like, eat this spaghetti. And I'm like, I can't eat spaghetti for this many nights in a row. And then I feel guilty. And you're like, because you spent so much time making spaghetti.
I know. I'm like, I'm the only one that ate the spaghetti.
Cooking in a mess hall. It's like there's three of us.
See, I cooked the spaghetti sauce thinking that I'm just going to freeze it. But then it just never works out that way.
No. It never works out. So let's...
Anyway.
And then the last, I guess, this is more of a rant, but also be careful with clementines. If you're buying the clementines or mandarins or whatever they're called, the smallest of the
Don't be the only one eating them.
Don't. Stop buying them because you buy a piece
I love
of them.
I'm going to have one right now,
Are
actually.
You really? Because it seems like the last few grocery orders, I'm the only one eating them and you keep buying bags of them.
How about you say goodbye to everybody? I'm going to get up right now and go get a clementine.
Well, the thing about them, though, is they are a crapshoot. You don't. Are they going to be dry? Are they going to be hard to peel? Some of them have flavor. Some of them don't.
Some of them are sweet. Some of them are like...
No rhyme or reason.
Sometimes they have too much pulp. Like, it's just, it runs the good gamut, really. The Queen's gamut.
The Queen's gamut of clementines. Yeah. Well, thanks for listening to all of our grocery saving tips.
And other tips. We just went off the rails. But, like, hopefully it sounds better, people. Let us know somehow. I don't know. No one ever talks to us. But, like, if you can somehow, just let us know. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check out past episodes and subscribe to keep up with what's new.
You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. And why not leave a review?
You can also follow InfoQuench on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
Till next time.